With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week. The pause came over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. The Biden White House is not commenting on the pause.
Several news organizations cite unnamed sources who say the Biden administration has been holding up certain Boeing-made arms shipments to Israel. The reported delay is seen as an apparent political message to the Israeli government. White House officials are declining to comment on those reports, except to say that America's commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the United States is hopeful that Israel and Hamas can come to terms on a ceasefire agreement.
A close assessment of the two sides' positions suggests that they should be able to close the remaining gaps. And we're going to do everything we can to support that process and achieve that outcome.
Also on SRNnews.com, severe storms have battered parts of the Midwest, unleashing a curtain of heavy rain, gusty winds, and tornadoes in the region. Tuesday's severe weather outbreak came a day after a deadly twister ripped through a small Oklahoma town and killed at least one person. The go-broke dates for benefit programs Medicare and Social Security have been pushed back as an improving economy has contributed to changed projected depletion dates. The annual Social Security and Medicare trustees report says Medicare's go-broke date for its hospital insurance trust fund was pushed back 5 years to 2036 in Monday's report. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off by 25 points, NASDAQ futures down by almost 38, S&P futures are off 8.5. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism is brewing in Texas.
The state recently passed a law barring sex change operations on children. The city of Austin says it won't comply. The notoriously liberal municipality has adopted a resolution that essentially instructs local officials to turn a blind eye to any violation of the ban within city limits. This could trigger a legal battle with the state, as Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned. Austin is the first Texas city to take such action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers are considering far-reaching legislation that would enshrine abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. The Minnesota Equal Rights Amendment would be among the nation's most expansive protections of abortion and special rights for LGBT people. It first must be approved by lawmakers this session and then by voters on the 2026 ballot. This is SRN News. National security concerns in the U.S. extend further than China-owned TikTok.
A new Florida law bans Chinese citizens from buying property near military outposts, airports, or refineries due to national security concerns. More than three dozen states have enacted or are considering similar laws that restrict land purchases by Chinese citizens and companies, arguing the transactions pose a threat to national security.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Federal safety investigators want Tesla to tell them how it developed the fix and a recall of more than 2 million vehicles with the company's autopilot partially automated driving system. Investigators with the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have concerns about whether the recall remedy worked because Tesla's reported 20 crashes since it was issued in December. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.